You're listening to On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. What did the Lord God say to me this morning? Good morning and welcome to another episode of On Assignment by God, the daily blog and podcast. This is your host, Fun Strong James, and I want to open up this blog, this episode, with the title for today, Believing in Jesus Means You Trust Him, You Rely on Him, and You Rep Him First. So we kicking off this Friday episode, and I'm going to ask you a question. Are you relying on God? Are you relying on Him? Are you trusting Him? But more importantly, are you repping Him? Who you representing today on this Friday? This is Represent Friday. I just made that up. But who you representing? Are you repping Jesus first? Look, every single day as a believer, I trust God. I rely on Him for everything. And when I say everything, y'all, I'm talking about every single solitary thing, everything. Matter of fact, I'm relying on Him for this podcast this morning. Okay. And I know I trust Him. I rely on Him. And I know He gonna bring a fire word through me. I know He is. How do I know that? Because I trust Him and I'm representing Him and I'm relying on Him. Okay. All right, let's keep moving. Have you all been enjoying the scriptural Bible study in Acts? Come on now. I know you have. If you've been reading along with me in the book of Acts, you already know. Today, we in Acts chapter 10. And listen, y'all, Acts chapter 10. Okay, if you hadn't read Acts chapter 10, pause the podcast and go read it. But if you have, let's keep on moving. Y'all, the first thing I noticed when I was reading Acts chapter 10 was that Cornelius and Peter had a specific prayer time. Oh, okay. Listen, they had a specific prayer time. Y'all know. Okay, let me just. Okay, yeah. Y'all know when the Holy Spirit wants to tell you something. He'll use His word to tell you. He sure will. In Acts 10:2, it tells us that Cornelius, it was telling us what kind of man Cornelius was. And it said, Cornelius was a man who did many charitable deeds and always prayed to God. That was Cornelius. Cornelius did many charitable deeds and always prayed to God. And around 3:00 in the afternoon, 3 p.m. in the afternoon, Cornelius had a vision during his prayer time. I said Cornelius had a vision during his prayer time, and an angel of God came to him and told him that his prayers had been heard and his acts of charity had been remembered. Then the angel of God gave him some specific instructions that would get Peter, another person now. This is not Cornelius. This is another person. But the angel of God told Cornelius some specific instructions that would get Peter, the apostle Peter, to his house 4 days later, which in turn would end up being a straight up church service where Cornelius' family and friends will receive the Holy Spirit. Y'all, did you hear what I just said? God orchestrated a whole church service through Cornelius's prayer time and obedience. Like, I'm just pausing for effect right there. Cornelius prayed at 3:00. An angel of God came to him during that prayer time. He prayed from 3 to 4, it say in the Bible. Come on, 1 hour prayer challenge. So he prayed from 3 to 4 in the afternoon. And during that prayer time, an angel of God came to him and basically answered his prayers, gave him some specific instructions, told him, you know, I ain't gonna tell y'all what all he told him to go do because you can go read it for yourself. You probably already read it. But basically, he told him to go send for Peter. And so Cornelius did just that. Now, on the other end of that, God was also talking to Peter too during his prayer time. Peter's prayer time was noon. So Cornelius had a 3 o'clock prayer time. Peter had a noon prayer time. And while I'm talking about this, I'm like, Holy Spirit, can I get an afternoon prayer time? Y'all, listen, I'm just kidding. I actually do like waking up early and praying. But you notice that they both had a specific time to pray. And while I'm talking about by waking up early to pray, I need to get back to having a specific time, because y'all know I've been in this in the last, I guess the last few weeks, I'm waking up later than I normally do. I'm still making prayer the first thing that I do, but it's like I'm not waking up at a specific time. Like my alarm will go off and I'll start talking to the Lord right then. But then I'll be like, Lord, I want to just get some more sleep. And that's what I'll do. And then I wake up and continue praying, read my word, do the blog, do the podcast, right? But I really feel like the Holy Spirit is telling me that this morning range time is not working for me. For one, I feel too rushed, that I really need to get back to the specific wake up time. And maybe it's not 5, maybe it's not 6. I don't know, but it need to be specific is what I feel in my spirit, that I need to be specific and not just have this range. Like I wake up around this time. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, y'all, Peter was praying on the roof at noon and he had a vision. Y'all see this, right? During prayer time, they both got visions. Cornelius got a vision during his prayer time. Peter got a vision during his prayer time. That means we must be positioned in prayer for the vision of what to do to come to us from God. So in Peter's vision, God ended up having to tell Peter 3 times what he had made clean. And Peter was not to call it impure. So basically, Peter had this vision, right? And it was almost like Peter had this vision of eating stuff that wasn't clean. Let me go to it in my Bible so that I can read it to y'all. It says, in the vision were all these 4-footed animals and reptiles of the earth and birds of the sky. And a voice said to him, get up, Peter, kill it and eat it. And Peter was like, nah, Lord, I ain't never ate nothing impure and ritually unclean. Again, a second time, the voice said to him, what God has made clean, do not call impure. This happened 3 times. 3 times during the prayer. Peter had to be told 3 times. Is that you? Raise your hand, stomp your foot if God got to tell you something 3 times. Because you like, nah, God, I don't think I can write that book, God. Oh, Lord, me? Start a business? Start a nonprofit? Me, Lord? Me do? Me? What? God, like, okay, I got to tell you this like 3 times. That's what happened with Peter. He had to tell him 3 times. He said, hey, don't call what I made clean impure. But see, Peter didn't quite know what it meant when he had the vision 3 times. But it all made sense when he got to Cornelius' house. But check this out. Peter also had to hear from the Holy Spirit to get to Cornelius' house. Okay? Peter also had to hear from the Holy Spirit to get to Cornelius' house. And I got to pause right quick because I see a little typo in the blog, y'all. Y'all know I got to fix that. So y'all hang tight for a second. And we're going to keep this thing going because I don't want to have no errors. All right. So, okay, back to Peter. So Peter had this vision where God was telling him about not calling things that he made clean impure. But Peter still didn't quite know what all that meant. And as he was thinking about what it meant, the Holy Spirit said to Peter that 3 men was going to come to the house and he was to go with them. So what does that tell us? That says, y'all, we must always be led by the Holy Spirit and be ready and willing to listen, even while we trying to figure out the vision God has just given us. That was so revelatory to me because it's like, you know, God can give us a vision in our prayer time. And, you know, we come out of prayer, you thinking about it. And then the Holy Spirit telling you, hey, go on and mail that off. Go on and do this. Or, hey, somebody about to come to your house and I want you to tell them this word. You know, like, you can't be so caught up in trying to figure out what the vision means that you miss what the Holy Spirit is saying to you right after the vision. Because, listen, the Holy Spirit gonna be telling you, if you listen, what to do next. Things will start getting clearer if we listen and be led by the Holy Spirit and not just be so caught up in our own mind of trying to figure things out ourselves, right? God give you a vision. Don't be trying to figure it out. Be led by the Holy Spirit. Ask Holy Spirit to help you, but also be willing to listen and write down what you hear Holy Spirit saying and be obedient. So I'm reading Acts 10, just like y'all, right? And here are a few things that I learned from reading Acts 10 in my Tony Evans Study Bible, because you know them study notes be giving me so much revelation. Oh my goodness. So this is what I learned from reading Acts 10. A word from God can change your convictions on a matter, and we are to obey God's word at once. That's from reading Acts 10, 28 through 29. Another thing that I learned is that the Bible has a clear teaching on racial equality. Oh, I bet y'all didn't know we was going to talk about race today. Did you know that all people come from one source? In Acts 17, 16, we hadn't even made it to Acts 17, 16 yet, but there was a cross reference to this verse, and it says, from one man, God has made every nationality. And Dr. Evans said, instead of going through all these different seminars and conversations and all that, all we need to do is embrace this truth and be willing to take God at his word. That every nationality came from Adam, basically. One man. Adam was the first man that God made, right? And everybody came from one man. And so it's interesting that God would reveal this to us, to me, to you, during this time of racial inequality that's going on in our nation. If we all were just to accept and embrace the truth that every nationality came from one man that God created, every nationality. Another thing that I learned while reading Acts chapter 10. Y'all still with me? I hope so. Acts 10:33 showed me that God can sovereignly orchestrate events in our lives. Like the whole, how he orchestrated Cornelius and Peter. Like, that was a whole orchestration. Like, he orchestrated a whole church service at Cornelius' house. But he did it through prayer time. He did it what made me think about is that Cornelius must have been praying for his family and friends to receive the Holy Spirit, because it said his prayers got answered. And in answering the prayers, Peter came to his house. Cornelius had invited his family and friends to the house because he knew Peter was coming. And Peter pretty much preached a word and the people that was there got saved and received the Holy Spirit. So if Cornelius's prayers were being answered, then that must have been what Cornelius was praying for. So that means in your prayer time, you praying for your family. I know I pray for my family to receive the Holy Spirit. I pray for my family to get what I'm getting, to learn what I'm learning. You know what I'm saying? So God will orchestrate events in order for all of that to happen, in order for your family members to be saved. He will orchestrate events in our lives for us to give a word to somebody, for them to be saved, right? He sovereignly orchestrates events in our lives. Back to the race thing. Check this out. No ethnic or racial group is superior to another or gets preferential treatment from God. Did you know that? There is no ethnic or racial group that's superior to another, or there is no ethnic or racial group that gets preferential treatment from God. He accepts all who come to him on his terms. Isn't that interesting that God is revealing this to us at such a time as this in our nation? where everybody is saying their group matters the most, or, you know, like, it's interesting. You got to be careful, and you got to read your word, first of all, and you got to be careful what you speak with your mouth. Do your research on organizations before you just start speaking what they're saying, okay? Because the devil is slick, and he'll have you out here shouting things that you shouldn't be shouting. No ethnic or racial group is superior to another or gets preferential treatment from God. God accepts all who comes to him on his terms. Acts 10:35 says, "But in every nation, the person who fears him and does what is right is acceptable to him." So if people that don't look like you fear God and do what's right, they're acceptable to God. So why would they not be acceptable to you as a believer? Acts 10:43 says, "All the prophets that testify about him, that through his name," which we're talking about the name of Jesus Christ, "everyone who believes in him receives forgiveness of sins." We are to represent God's kingdom. We live, we work, and we worship together under his banner, not our own. This is what I learned from reading Acts chapter 10. Interesting, huh? We ought to represent God's kingdom. And a lot of people are like, "Yeah, I represent God's kingdom. But then, do you accept everybody that he accepts? Do you know that he created every person, every nationality, every race? Like, I was telling my kids that. They joke around. My kids make jokes or whatever. And I'm like, "You do know you joking about God's creation." And then that just, I don't know what it... It like snaps them in like, "Oh, my bad. Like, I didn't realize." Yeah, y'all, we are to represent God's kingdom. Believers of Jesus Christ come from every tribe, every race, every nation, every tongue, and every gender, male and female. Because them the only two genders, just male and female. Believers of Jesus Christ come from every tribe, every race, every nation, and every tongue. And while all of this is part of God's creation, our race is actually not the most important thing about us as believers. I know some of y'all might be like, nah. Listen, read your word. Don't just listen to words from other people. Read the word of God. Our race is actually not the most important thing about us. I ain't say it wasn't important. I just said it's not the most important thing about us as believers. It's not. We are to represent God's kingdom. We are kingdom citizens. We are to live, work, and worship together under his banner, God's banner, not our own. Y'all, the Holy Spirit this morning used this 10th chapter of Acts to show me, first of all, that a specific prayer time is key to receiving visions from him. Second of all, he can orchestrate things to happen for all people to be saved. All means all, everybody, no matter what color you are, no matter what language you speak, no matter what nation you're from. He can orchestrate things to happen for all people to be saved and receive the Holy Spirit and baptism, no matter what their race or nationality is. Thirdly, the Holy Spirit used this 10th chapter of Acts to show me that our obedience to his vision and instruction is key for us seeing everything that the vision showed us. Our obedience to his vision and our obedience to his instruction is key for us seeing all of what he showed us to manifest. And fourthly and finally, believing in Jesus means you trust him, you rely on him, and you rep him. Period. And I got all that from reading Acts chapter 10 today. Y'all, that's a wrap up for this episode. But listen, you gotta read your word. It's like, remember I said yesterday, I think it was yesterday, this 2020, right? The year of vision. God is revealing so many things to us during this time. And you need to make sure you are seeing the vision 2020, that you are seeing the vision that he is revealing to you. Okay, don't get so caught up in thinking you know everything that you miss what the Holy Spirit is showing you. But you gotta be in position in order to get the vision. You gotta be in prayer position in order to get the vision. We see that from reading this book of Acts, chapter 10. Cornelius was in position at 3 o'clock, prayer time. Peter was in position at noon, prayer time. Are you in position? Is God giving you vision? Are you being obedient to the vision? Are you following the instructions from the vision? Does God have to say it to you 2 or 3 times for you to get it? And that's okay. He had to do that to the Apostle Peter. Come on. So don't listen. It's okay that he had to say it to you 2 or 3 times. Thank God he is willing. Thank him. I'm saying thank God. But thank you, God, for being willing to tell me 2 or 3 times when I don't get it. Lord, please tell me 2 or 3 times. Thank you, Lord God, for telling me more than once. Whew. All right, y'all. What are your assignments for today? I got 3 questions for you. Number one, what did the Lord God say to you in your conversation with him this morning? Number two, who are you repping? Who are you representing first? Y'all know I immediately went back to my college days. I went back to my college days and I was like, man, I definitely was not representing God first. I wasn't. I was representing my high school that I went to. I was representing the band that I was in. I was representing a sisterhood. I was representing everything but God. And that's who I should have been representing first. But it's okay, because guess what? Grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. And another opportunity to get it right. The breath in my body is a sign that I get to try again. And you best believe, now that I know, I'm representing God first. And then number 3, final question for your assignments. Do you rely on Jesus, or do you rely more on yourself? Answer that question. Do you rely on Jesus, or do you rely more on yourself? As a believer in Jesus, we are to trust him, we are to rely on him, and we are to rep him first. Can you do those 3 things today? Can you say, as a believer in Jesus, you are doing those 3 things? All right, y'all. That's it. I'm going to just leave the podcast all somber and have you in this kind of mood so that you can answer these questions. Because what I want for you, just like I want for me, is as believers in Christ, is for us to be repping Jesus the way we used to rep everything else back in the day. Or yesterday. I don't know. For some of y'all, even maybe this morning. Who knows? But we need to be representing Jesus. We are believers. And if you're not a believer, there is a salvation prayer on the blog. If you're not a believer and you have a deep desire to be, all you got to do is openly confess and declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. Just go to Romans 10:9. When you pray that prayer out loud, you save. That's it. You saved. And I welcome you as a believer into the body of believers. I welcome you. Matter of fact, if you got saved on this podcast, let me know. That is amazing. That is hallelujah. Yeah. That's a shouting good time right there. Let me know. I'm shouting right now because I believe that somebody will hear this podcast and be saved. Because I'm pretty sure that the whole point of all of this, God is orchestrating. He's sovereignly orchestrating. Sovereignly, y'all. He is sovereignly orchestrating things so that people can come to him and be saved. That's all I got for y'all today. I'll see y'all or hear y'all or y'all will hear me on tomorrow.